This is how to tie the square knot, also known as the reef knot and historically as the Hercules knot. Now, this is used to bind two ropes together of identical diameter and similar composition, and it is for light duty only. Do not use this knot for any sort of life-saving event or to tie or bind large or heavy loads. Make sure the knots you use are appropriate to their task. Now, this is a very simple and elegant knot comprised of two alternating overhand knots. And if you're not sure what an overhand knot is, go ahead and click the link in the top right. We'll show you what it's all about and how to go about tying it. So that being said, let's go ahead and get started. This is a two-part knot, and most people remember how to tie this with a simple phrase, that being right over left, left over right. So I'm going to go ahead and take the right-hand rope, put it over the left, and give myself the first turn. And that is going to be half your knot right there. That is your first overhand knot. Now give yourself a little bit of slack to finish out the rope. The more you practice, the more you'll be able to gauge how much you really need. Now, we started out with right over left. We're going to finish off with left over right. Go ahead and take that left-hand rope, go back under, make that second twist, and you're going to snug up the knot. And you can pull on the long lines, snug it up real nice, and what you should see form is that iconic square knot. Now, a couple things to note. Make sure that your two terminal ends are on one side of your knot. Otherwise, you have probably made what's called a thief's knot, and it's highly inferior, and you're going to get hurt if you use it. Also of note, make sure that your two lines are coming down through loops and up through loops. If you have an alternating over under, you've probably made what's called the granny knot. And if you've done that, again, it is an inferior knot, and you're not going to have the same success with it as you would a properly tied square knot. So if this thing has not been tightened down too hard, you can easily untie it by grabbing both ends and pushing together. It should come undone just like that. I'll go ahead and show you this one more time. Right over left, left over right. Right over left, it's your first overhand knot. Left over right, give it a twist. Just like that, guys. Tighten it up, make it snug. There's your square knot. Like and subscribe, and as always, till next time.